Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. Transform your home with the warmth of an Irish-made kitchen. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
And I'm joined now by Aoife Barry, freelance arts journalist, and Brian Redden, producer and director, to talk to us about what we should be watching or what we should watch over the coming month or so. So the first thing we're going to talk about, Brian, is this new Springsteen documentary, Road Diary.
Yes, Road Diary. So when Bruce was here during the summer, there was a camera crew with him here filming him. So it'd be interesting to see if Ireland features in this documentary. So Bruce Springsteen is the kind of guy you'd imagine lives on the road and is constantly on the road. But surprisingly, the tour he did in 2023 to this year, 2024, was his first tour in 6 years. And he got back together the E Street Band, who had been his band for over 50 years. He's been with these guys for 50 years. Obviously, members have passed away and other members have come in. But by and large, the core of the band is the same band he's had together for 50 years. So he decides to, they haven't performed together for 6 years. So last year, he gets them all back together in a room and he says, guys, we're going on a tour, which is an endless tour. He's just announced dates now for next year as well. So he just seems to be on tour forever. And at the same time, he said, and we're going to document this. We're going to document us getting back together, you know, re-rehearsing these songs that we've known for nearly 50 years and going back on the road. So he gave full access to a documentary crew to follow him. So it starts with him, literally, like the Blues Brothers, getting the band back together and rehearsing the songs. Albeit they come to them naturally, they've known them like the back of their hand. Mm-hmm. But still, there's a whole process of getting the rhythm back, I suppose, getting their mojo back and getting into that groove. And then it follows them on the road, and you see everything behind the scenes. You see them, you know, from staying in a hotel. I've seen a preview of it; like, it's really good. Now it's very. He's involved in it 100%, right? So there's nothing bad in it, you know?
Fans are going to love this.
Yeah, he comes across as a real... Yeah. He comes across as a genuine nice guy, but I think he genuinely is a nice guy, you know? He always seems to be on the right side of things and he treats people really well. He treats his band really well. The band adore him. But what's interesting about it is you see him kind of rehearsing, you see him unsure of some songs, you see him trying to put together a set list of 25 songs. What 25 songs are we going to play? He rarely changes it up. Now and again, he'll change it towards the end of the set. But it's how he chooses those songs, and you know, just a little bit of uncertainty about him when he's getting on the road. Now when he gets out there, it's all about him just really controlling the crowds. So it's interesting. As I say, there's a little bit of Ireland in there as well. It takes the tour all over Europe, all over America, and for a fan, I mean, it's an absolute must
see.
That's
going to go down a storm in Ireland because people love him here. It's on Disney Plus.
It's on Disney Plus. It's about an hour and a half long, so it's loads of Bruce in it, loads of performances. It's not out until the end of October, October 25th, and it's called Road Diary, Bruce Springsteen and the E Street Band.
Disney Plus. All right, watch out for that one. Aoife, The Diplomat. I watched this. This was on Netflix, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was on Netflix.
We'd season one.
Yeah.
I thought it was really good.
Yes, it was really, really popular at the time. It was one of the, I think, you know, it was often in the top 10 of what people in Ireland were watching in Netflix. And it's back on the 31st of October. And I hadn't realised it was coming back, you know, for a second season. But it was very popular, I think, because it had the like juicy relationship stuff and then juicy political stuff in it. So just to remind people that Kerry Russell, who's, of course, from the Americans and Felicity, and a longtime actor. She's always great in everything she does. She plays Kate Wyler, who is the US ambassador to the UK. So the really enjoyable thing about it is you get the kind of machinations of what happens when she's in that role and how she deals with negotiations between the US and UK side of things. And then she's got a husband played by Rufus Sewell, who's, again, another brilliant actor. But their relationship is pretty much kind of on the rocks for a lot of season one. And there's a lot of push-pull between the two of them. And they're very, you know, high-flying people with a lot of power. But at the end of it, there was basically an attack, a bomb attack, and a couple of people died. People were injured. So it ended on a bit of a cliffhanger there. So we're coming back in with season two wondering what happened. And then also Kate realised that the attack on a British warship, which is the reason why she was brought to that job in the first place, was actually not the work of a hostile nation, but was the work of the British Prime Minister. So now it's how does she kind of unravel the truth about that? Yeah, so they've got some juicy stuff lined up for us in season two.
And can she trust her husband?
Can she trust her husband? Which is always a question you don't really want to be asking, I think.
All right, that's out on Netflix and it's coming up at the end of the month as well, 31st of October. That's the season two of The Diplomat. Another season making a return, Brian, is The Lincoln Lawyer. You really liked this, didn't you, the first time out?
They're making them really quickly. They're churning these things out so fast. Season 2 just finished. Now here's season 3. You're not a huge fan of it, no? You don't like it?
I think I watched the first episode of season 1 and then I forgot to go back to it, which says a lot to me.
I had to say...
It was grand.
Yeah, I like it. I like the lead actor. I think he's really good. He's a Mexican actor called Manuel Garcia Rulfo, who hasn't done an awful lot. He was in the remake of The Magnificent Seven, but I haven't seen him in too much. But he's really good, I think, as the part of the Lincoln lawyer, which people might know from the movie. Matthew McConaughey played the part in the movie, and he's called the Lincoln lawyer because he's based in Los Angeles and he does most of his work at the back of a Lincoln car. That's why he's called the Lincoln lawyer. So this is season 3. They're all based on a series of books written by Michael Connelly. This one is the fifth book, called The Gods of Guilt. So it's based on that. So anyone's read that book, this whole season is based on that. And essentially the last season ended with a close associate. The character's called Mickey Haller. So a close associate of him ends up dead in the last season. And she's a friend of his, as well as a business associate. And this season he's trying to solve that murder. So it's kind of one overarching plot, one overarching case throughout the whole thing. I kind of like it. I think he's a really cool character. You know, and what's interesting about it is it's really well shot. It's all shot in Los Angeles, but it's all shot on location. They don't use any sets at all. So mm-hmm. everywhere in the movie is real. And like, he's a guy, he's a lawyer, so he's got a few quid. So he tends to go out for really nice meals and really nice restaurants and drive really good cars and wear really good suits. And I find when I'm watching it, I'm constantly Googling to see if that restaurant's real and go, God, I must go there sometime. Because it's just, everywhere looks really cool, you know.
The tyranny of the two screens.
Yeah, exactly. Is that a real restaurant?
Fame.
I got to Google that. What's he eating? What's the price of that steak? But, you know, he's really good. And in this season, he's joined by one of my favourite actors, Holt McCallany. He's the guy who was in Mindhunter. He played one of the FBI profilers in Mindhunter. A great actor. He's in this. Neve Campbell plays his ex-wife. And also there's an appearance in this, as there was in season 2, of the brilliant, legendary Elliot Gould. So he's in it as well. So I think it's good. And it's on Netflix on October 7th.
October 17th. So if you haven't seen season 1 and 2, you might start that this weekend. And season 3, as you say, on the 17th. Now, Nobody Wants This is doing really well on Netflix.
Yes.
This is a rom-com.
Yeah.
Some people really love it. Other people, not so sure, which I think intrigues us enough to probably want to give it a go.
Definitely. And the episodes are only like 25, 26 minutes long. So you don't have to invest too much time to decide whether or not it's for you, you know.
For a weeknight.
Yeah, exactly. And I think some people are really going to love this rom-com. They want, you know, the romantic comedy that unfolds really nicely, but also has a kind of a really interesting premise behind it. So you've got Kristen Bell, who people will know from, you know, from many different series like The Good Place, for example. And she plays a podcaster. So it's very up to the minute. She plays a young podcaster in her 30s who's making the podcast with her sister. She's dating around trying to find a man, basically. And she's very, she can be a little bit selfish, you know, she can be a little bit self-absorbed. And she goes to a party. She's told there's going to be a rabbi at the party. And she clocks who she assumes is the rabbi across the table from her and realizes actually towards the end of the dinner, in fact, the rabbi is the young man, very handsome young man sitting next to her, who she did not expect, who I think is smoking a weed vape at the time. She did not expect this guy to be a rabbi. They have this meet cute and she is agnostic. She's not religious. He obviously has dedicated his life to religion. And the question is, you know, will they get together? Very quickly, that question is kind of answered. You realise in the first episode, they're kind of meant to be, but they have to deal with their family and friends around them, what they think about the idea of these two opposites connecting and whether she will, you know, actually convert to Judaism if she decides to marry him. And the woman who wrote this and is behind it is Erin Foster, whose dad, David Foster, is a very famous composer in the US. And it's loosely based on her story. She didn't marry a rabbi, but she did convert to Reform Judaism after she met her husband. So she's got a lot of her own perspective in this. And I mean, because it's a rom-com, it's very light in places. It does give you a lot of information about Judaism, which is really interesting, although it has got a bit of criticism for how it depicts the female characters in
it. Yes, I was reading that. Yeah.
Which I think is really interesting and well worth reading up on, I think, if you want to watch this series. But I think we all, at the end of the day, well, most of us love a rom-com, love something a little bit gentle and nice and belief in love. And I mean, you know, if you like Adrian Brody in it, I mean, he is, you know, Adam Brody, should I say, he's a very handsome, lovely man in the series, so you can watch it for him too.
All right, so you're saying to give it a go.
Yeah, and listen, 25 minutes, if you decide you don't like it, you don't have to watch the next episode. So.
Nobody Wants This. It's on Netflix now and it's doing really well, so it might be worth a shot over the weekend. Now, you've both picked this next one and I'm really intrigued by this. This is Gilly Cooper's Rivals, which people of a certain generation will know. But the cast is amazing in this. This is coming up on Disney Plus.
Yeah. October the 18th on Disney Plus. Now, I can't believe I'd recommend anything based on a Gillie Cooper
Did you
novel.
Believe?
I've never read a Gillie Cooper novel.
I haven't either.
Have you ever read a Gillie Cooper novel?
I was a Gillie Cooper novel. Oh,
yeah,
God.
I should go back and
this
read them.
This 1980s trash. That's what, you know, obviously this is it's just full of the elite English people and lots of sex and everybody's having sex everywhere in every position known to mankind. And that's Gillie Cooper.
They all have loads of money and commie accents. What is there not to love?
Yeah, exactly. But as you say, what's the love about this? I've seen the trailer for it, right? But it seems to be they're embracing that kitschiness and that
definitely,
nonsense.
Yeah.
And they're almost using that to their advantage. So they know how silly the source material is. And they're not saying, you know, this is a great work of fiction. This is a great novel that we're adapting, but we're going to have fun with this. Yeah. And it's set in a really interesting time. So it's the 1980s. It's the UK. As you say, you know what you're getting. They're all very English. They're all very plummy. They're all very rich. It's set in the world of television, in the world of independent television. So you have a lord played by David Tennant, right?
He owns
like an independent television company. And then this new fella comes in the block. He's an Olympian. He's handsome. He's played by Alex Hassell. And he's kind of getting into the whole television industry. And, you know, what's interesting, like this is around the time, remember when, like, there was a time in the late 80s when you had programs like The Word and The Big Breakfast and, you know, Don't Forget Your Toothbrush, where television got kind of sexy again.
Yeah, but
you know?
And huge. Like, those
and
programs
it was huge.
Really
everybody was
the
watching
time.
It. Like, no one's watching TV now, which is a big pity because it's my job. But anyway, but back then, everybody was watching television and it was those kind of really sexy programs. This is about how they came about and how they started. And it's got a really great Irish interest in it because the hugely underrated Victoria Smurfit is in it. She's a great comedian. And really, really funny on screen. And Aidan Turner
is in it too as well. Yeah, exactly. He plays
Declan
O'Hara.
I wonder who he's based on. He plays an Irish television host.
Yes,
in the 1980s. But he's too good looking to be Terry Wogan. Or Henry
Kelly.
We shall
chat off air about who it might be.
Definitely too good looking to be Henry Kelly, and he's not Val Doonigan. So I don't know who he's based on, but he's based on some Irish television.
She did base the people on
the sound of this.
I mean, they're really leaning into like the trailer. Now, I was given a screener, but there's an embargo on it, so I did not watch the screener to make sure that I did not actually. No, that's not bad at all. It's totally normal. It's only embargo for Monday. No, it's totally normal. But it's just I didn't watch because I didn't want to spoil anything. I didn't want to say anything I shouldn't. You know, it looks really gas. The music, they really pumped up the 80s music, the big hair, the glossy clothes, the shoulder pads. You know, and the thing is as well, Gillie Cooper went through a period where I think she really wasn't cool. And now people are embracing the idea of reading a blockbuster. And the idea too that it's on Disney Plus, which is obviously not just Disney, it's not just cartoons, it's got a huge range of shows in it. But there's something kind of interesting, I think, about combining the two of those. So let us see what joys await us when Rivals
be great.
Hits the
I might just put that down in my diary, actually. Rivals on Disney Plus on the 18th of October. It just sounds like brilliant fun.
Yeah.
And the next one you both picked as well, Disclaimer, and you have watched Aoife the
first episode. Yes, I watched a few episodes. Yeah, exactly. So I'm allowed to talk about this one because it has been reviewed already. So this is out on the 11th of October and it stars Cate Blanchett. And if people will remember the film Tar, if you haven't seen it, it stars Cate Blanchett too.
Excellent.
I just love that film so much. And she plays this, you know, troubled, intense woman, and Cate Blanchett's so good at playing those characters. And she plays someone kind of similar in ways in this. She plays a high-flying investigative documentarian who gets one day a book in the post, a self-published book, and as she's reading it, she gets more and more perturbed because she realises the book is basically based on her life. Meanwhile, you have two other strands. One strand is this flashback to this young couple in Italy on a gap year. The other strand is Kevin Kline, who's this kind of down on his luck, curmudgeonly teacher, and you realise he's the guy who has written, or not written the book, but published the book. And together, those strands are all brought together. Alfonso Cuarón, who is a Mexican director, has made this series. He initially wanted to make it. It's based on a book. Initially wanted to make a long film, he says, on it. He made Roma, Gravity, Children of Men. He's a really highly esteemed director. He makes really beautiful work. And with this, he's made his first TV series. So it looks beautiful. Really great cast. Sacha Baron Cohen is in it, interestingly, playing her husband. And I'm still waiting two episodes in for a lot of those things to come together and the twists and turns to happen. But I think for me, the real appeal of it is Cate Blanchett and watching what is happening with her, you know, realising she's portraying this kind of mental turmoil. She can't really connect with her son. Her husband seems a little bit kind of all over the place. Her secrets are all coming out. She's a high-flying woman. What is going to happen? So I think if you're a fan of, you know, those kind of glossy series or something like Presumed Innocent, which is really kind of a high-quality mystery and a bit of a thriller, you'll get that here. Don't expect anything too crazy, like Gravity, you know, in terms that was Alfonso Cuarón's film in terms of special effects or anything like that.
It's not
that. Do you expect it to look really, really beautiful?
The premise reminds me of an episode of Black Mirror. Do you remember that one, Joan? Joan is Awful,
oh,
that
yes.
was called?
Yes, where, exactly, yeah.
And then that was a little bit lighter.
Yeah.
But where what she was watching on TV was actually the events that were happening
that's
in her
right,
life.
Yeah.
Anyway, that's disclaimer. It's on Apple TV on the 11th of October. Now, this next one is called The Franchise.
Yeah.
And this is a comedy, is it?
It's a comedy, yeah. Yeah, it is a comedy. And it's on Now TV at the towards the end of October, October 21st. It's got a great pedigree, this one, because you've got Sam Mendes. First of all, Sam Mendes came up with the idea. Oscar-winning director. Guy, you wouldn't think it a great sense of humour. But anyway, he came up with the premise and he directs the pilot. It's written by Armando Iannucci, so it's got to be good. So
yeah.
he wrote Veep, my favourite series of all time, to think of it. He's behind Alan Partridge, so he's a very, very funny guy. And this is kind of, you know, it's about the world of superheroes. So, I mean, we're sick to death of seeing Marvel movies and talking about the Marvel universe and the DC universe. It's ripe to have, you know, the piss taken out of it, basically. And that's what this does. So what it does is it creates this kind of fictional superhero character called Tecto. And his movies are kind of, they're dying. Nobody's going to see them. So people don't like him anymore. Mm-hmm. And they're trying to reinvent the character of Tecto, the superhero. And what they do is they bring in a kind of an arty-farty avant-garde German filmmaker to direct this new movie to try and bring new life and new gravitas to the character. So this series is a comedy series which basically looks at how they bring that character, how they reinvent this superhero character. And it takes on board, it has a go at the whole idea of a Marvel universe, has a go at the whole idea of, you know, of casting these movies and keeping your cast diverse and your storylines and appealing to a mass audience and spin-offs and also, you know, merchandising and all that kind of stuff. So it's got a really interesting cast. Hamish Patel plays this really beleaguered assistant director who's trying to keep the whole thing together. Richard E. Grant is the thespian in it, and this is below him, but he's playing the bad guy in it, which in real life he's appeared in Marvel stuff, so
yeah.
It's kind of him playing himself. So it looks like a lot of fun.
Well, that's the franchise on Now TV. And just a quick mention for Kathleen Is Here, Aoife. This is in the cinema, and this is about a young woman who's leaving the care system. This is an Irish film.
An Irish film, yeah, exactly. And it's directed by Aoife Birtthistle, who people will know for many different things, and is coming up in season two of Bad Sisters in November as well. Her first feature film, it's like 10 years in the making. It's a really beautiful film. It's really sad too. Hazel Dupe, who is an incredible young Irish actor, plays the Kathleen of the title. She is kind of let out of care at the age of 18 and basically has to fend for herself, and you basically see the troubled life that she has and the troubles she gets into. And she's so good. There's so many intense scenes in it, and she just plays them so beautifully. And that's in the cinema from 18th of October.
That's called Kathleen Is Here. Aoife and Brian, thank you so much for being with us. News from Met Air: and a status orange rain warning has been issued now for Waterford from 12 p.m. today until midnight on Saturday. The previous status orange warning was issued for counties Cork and Kerry last night. That runs from midnight tonight until midnight tomorrow night. There's also a status yellow rain warning in place for counties Clare, Limerick, Galway and Mayo.
Get in touch on WhatsApp 0870 32 32 32.